Well, hello, my dear podcast friends.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of The Source.
With Don and...
I hate that you made me say that. Just say Don and Till.
Guys, welcome to another episode of The Source with Don and Till.
I have a new podcast voice. I don't want you guys to comment on it, but I am well aware that I am loud and I talk so fast, heavy breathing, etc. on the pod. So
no, but we
I
like make it.
No, it's not. I can't listen back.
But usually you always hate your own voice on any recording.
I hate my own voice on the podcast. I love everyone else's voice. So I'm going to try and channel how other podcasters talk. I think this is how they talk. This sounds better already. You guys can understand me. I'm pronouncing my words better until I get passionate about something. I'm like, all over the show.
I think it's going to go out the window.
I'm going to try really hard, but I hope you guys notice a difference. Don't comment on it, okay? Because I'm already aware that I need to fix it and I'm working towards fixing it. That's what we do. We self-reflect and we improve.
Well, I feel like, did you intentionally
use that as the intro for
the topic of what we wanted to discuss today?
I didn't, but it's crazy. Things are crazy. Angel numbers everywhere. Signs everywhere. I don't know what's happening. I wouldn't consider myself an overly spiritual person, and I wouldn't consider Don, who's more spiritual, you or me?
I think I'm more spiritual. I think like that was sort of my upbringing. But in the same breath, though, I feel like now you've sort of evolved your spirituality a lot more.
We're just seeing like angel numbers and signs and everywhere.
But the interesting thing with that is it's funny because I know for a fact when people read some of the articles about us and they read or they see our lifestyles on IG, and you know, Till and I try and keep it super real as much as we can. But I think the thing that is so fascinating with us is like right now we are going through quite a lot in a business sense, and it's not even a negative thing. It's not even a situation where like, you know, so much is going wrong.
No.
Someone articulated it to me the other day in a conversation, and we're going through this phase of like, and any business owner, any startup founder always thinks that, you know, the startup phase is the worst.
Or the hardest.
But, you know, the realization that we've come to is like every phase is challenging. That's business. That's life. Life in general. So we've gone through this phase of like, we've gone through the small business startup phase. And now we're sort of progressing into the next step. And just when we thought, you know, things were easy-ish and...
Well, not necessarily easy, but I think when we thought, yep, done. We've got it. This is the like magic recipe, down packed. We know the drill. We can do it with our eyes closed. Then we realize, wait, hold on. We need to pivot. We need to move because like you're saying, we were a small business and now I'd say we're what? A medium business.
Yeah.
And we know how to run a small business. We've done that. And
well, we think we do.
I'll say we did that quite successfully, but now we're working on a medium business and it's a whole new game plan. It's a whole new level.
A whole new everything. You know, Till always talks about levels. You know, we always look at
life is a video game.
Life is a video game. We think of Mario Bros. And
I
think of Mario Bros.
I think of Croc.
What's Croc?
That's like the difference between you're like, is Mario Bros. Like racing? Oh, sorry, podcast voice. Is Mario Bros. Like racing and cars?
No, I think that's Sonic. I think there were
Sonic the Hedgehog. Oh, nostalgia. I love nostalgia so much.
Wow.
I'm such a nostalgia gal.
About all the under 20s that might be listening to this, I probably don't know.
Do you guys know Croc? The like crocodile?
I have no idea. I've never
You've
heard
You've never
Croc.
Played Croc?
Never heard
I finished
Croc
the entire game. No cheat codes. I'm so proud. Anyway, I compare my life to Croc and The Sims. Croc collab with The Sims is my life.
We are completely sidetracked. So going back to the point,
sorry.
What Till and I always look at in life and in our lives is, you know, life is like a video game. There's levels to this shit. Isn't that a rap song?
Yeah.
There's levels to this shit. And
isn't that a rap song? Like you didn't know that that's a rap song.
So just when you get to the end, you know, you go through level one and I haven't played Xbox in for the ages, so I don't know how things work anymore, but you get 3 lives and, you know, when you start, you die. Then you get
and level
turn.
One is really, really hard.
Level one is super hard. It takes like
it's your first time. You don't know anything.
I mean, to be honest, most of us die like multiple times and restart the
game. Yeah.
But you know, you get your lives. I got a lot of lives in level one and you get to the end and finally you make this breakthrough and you think, fuck yeah, like we've just done it. We're on the next level. And then you get into level two and it's the same process. Like you have to reset, you lose your lives. And the crazy thing there is, you know, often you have to start at level one and then get to into level two again, unless you have a few cheat codes in life. But anyway, that is just how we look at life, right?
Yeah, level, like you think once you've done level one, level two is going to be so super simple, like easy, you nailed it. You beat the demons, you beat the baddies in level one. It can't be as hard in level two, but level two is harder. Level three is harder, but it's all the same kind of hard because it's all brand new. And I think that's something we all have to like accept. Life is hard. Life is all about beating or overcoming the baddies on your level to get to the next level. That's the only way you will elevate. That's the only way you will grow. But another level, another devil.
But the key here
is it's kind of dark. No devils.
No, I think it's perception, right? I think that when we say something's going to be hard, a lot of people just automatically give up and they think, oh, I'm not going to
cheat code.
Yeah.
Look for a cheat code.
No, but this is the cheat code. It's the way we perceive things. Like
motherload. People might understand motherload.
You're on a complete... Hey, stay on course.
Sorry, in character.
Stay in character, podcast character. So my point here is that hard is not bad. It is just the norm.
It's just life.
It is just... And nothing about this concept or this conversation is us being negative at all. This is just reality. This is just... It's like this game that Till and I play in life, and our goal right now is just to get to the next level.
But also imagine how boring life would be if you just like, if everything was so super easy, you didn't have to pivot, you didn't have to come up with these new ideas, you didn't have to do anything like that ever. You just like had the cheat code and then that's it. I know for a fact when I was playing The Sims, for example, I used motherload code to not have to go to work, not have to do anything because I had like all the money and I could just like deck out my furnished house. But then... what's the point of playing a game? Like, it's not, it's easy. It's boring. It's the same thing every day. There's no challenge. There's no growth. You don't feel satisfied and proud of yourself at the end of the day. And I think as a human, in order to feel satisfied and proud of yourself and not anxious, you need to be accomplishing things and making progress. And the only way you can do that is if you're working towards that next level. It's like, we watched the TikTok of it a little bit this morning, babe. You know, that one about anxiety? When you're feeling depressed or anxious or...
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, you want to talk about it?
There you go.
When you're feeling depressed, anxious or overwhelmed with things, a lot of the time it's because you know you can do more than what you're doing or you know there's more out there for you. And you guys might not agree with that concept, but I know that if I'm having a down day, if I'm feeling anxious, depressed, anything like that, the worst thing that I can do is put my do not over my head and cry. Like, I need to get up, I need to be making progress, and I need to feel proud of myself. And there's something so inspiring about deciding that you're going to do that. That already, just flipping your mindset to think, okay, this is where we are now. This is what we know about it. What can we learn and how do we progress and get to the next level? Which I think is a stage we're in now.
I think you and I as individuals are never going to just feel... settled or feel like
satisfied.
We are satisfied. I just think we don't become complacent.
Mm.
We don't ever sit in the space where like, okay, this is it for us. We're good. For us to have sanity and for us to have our drive, it comes from us being, what's the word I'm looking for? Like content with our current situation, but wanting to progress.
Working towards more.
Yeah. We always need something to work towards, something exciting for the future. And if we don't have that, we become stale and stagnant. You know, there's this concept or this quote, a parable, you know, if you're green, you grow. If you're ripe, you rot. So we always want to be green. We always want to keep growing. We always want to navigate towards the future.
But also that is the whole point of life. I think we get really like, we as humans can get really comfortable in where we are. And if one little thing changes or one little thing doesn't go to plan, we can like lose it and it's the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. That's just what happens in life.
Well, I say to our staff all the time, I said, my primary job as the leader of this business is my job is to solve your problems.
And thank God for you. We've got a lot of problems to solve.
It's what I say to the staff. I'm like, hey, let's not get caught up in the situation. Whenever we've dealt with a situation, we'll immediately work on an action plan. We'll regroup. We'll collect our thoughts and come up with a plan. I said, my job is to solve problems. And that's what most business owners job is. That's where the biggest successes in life come from, is solving a problem. That's what I'm saying. Like, people look at hard and people look at problem as negatives, but problem and hard is the opportunity for us to progress and improve. If you don't have hard problems, you become stagnant and stale and you'll rot.
If you don't have hard problems and if you don't see that you need to change or develop, I don't think you're doing enough. Seriously. Like, there's always room for growth. There's always room for improvement. And in life, as a business owner, anything, I think, personal life, you need to be realizing that there's room for improvement on everything. the reason that we kind of brought this topic up in the first place, I think, is because Don and I mean, like we said, like the business is growing, like it's crazy. And as you guys are well and truly aware, this is the first time Don and I have run a business. We don't have an entrepreneurial background. We don't have entrepreneurial parents. We don't really have anyone to go to for advice. Like, we're just kind of winging it.
I always make this joke in interviews, like we are winging it. Like,
yeah.
You know, and by the way, it's not just us waking up in the day and being like, how are we going to do this? But majority of everything we're doing is on the back of, you know, Till and my decision and our experience and what we're trying to create fundamentally from our hearts and our minds. We don't have business coaches. We don't have mentors. We don't have people we go to reflect on things. Like, you know, every time we dealt with challenges and adversities, we stop and reflect and consult with each other.
So we think we have like a moment where we can be like feeling a bit down, feeling a bit annoyed.
That's happened this week, right?
Yeah. So this is the reason for this episode.
And this is where it's coming from. So guys, everything we're sharing with you today is literally just us having this really crazy 20-minute reflection of our week.
Yeah.
And we're literally talking to each other right now. And, you know, we're offloading those concepts to you.
You guys are just flies on the wall. So this week, nothing bad has happened.
No, just
but
it is, and it's no different to what most people are going through. It's
yeah.
just we are so conscious about what's happening in life right now. And Till and I always try and be super present and try and work things and learn from it. That's why it's such a cool topic to be able to discuss with you guys today.
And it's not something you like jump on Instagram and be like, oh, this is happening, blah, 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 like because you're busy working through it. So I don't know. I think it's interesting to kind of open up like that. But so this week, Don and I, we haven't had problems, but there's just been like growing pains, I guess. And we for a minute are like, oh, so overwhelmed. There's so much going on. Like, it's just too hard. Sometimes it feels like that. So we have a like 20-minute whinge to each other, bit of a banterish argument because one person is trying to be positive while one person just wants to like, what is it called? Like something in their sorrows or, you know.
Wallow in their sorrows.
Wallow in their sorrows.
And there's nothing. Hey, guys, I know you can relate.
This is, this is me.
This is, so there's nothing worse than when I need to, because I can't bitch to anyone at work. I can't go to myself and like whinge about a situation. So I'll walk into Till's office and I'll just try and I just need to decompress and I'll bitch to Till about a certain situation or something that's happened. And then she'll get on the whole positive train. I'm like, hey, let's look at it this way. I'm like, no, right now I just need to bitch.
Yeah, that is, I think that's a hard line because I do flip things to be positive. Like that's just my nature.
No, but it's
sometimes,
the best.
But sometimes people just want to, sometimes, and I know that people just want to have a bitch and want to have a whinge. And I get that. But the thing, I think what I struggle with sometimes is that like you come into my space and just come in here
with
this negative energy and I'm not prepared for it. I'm in the middle of doing
I'm going to text you next time and be like, babe, I'm on my way.
Can we schedule a time to have a cry? Literally, I've created like my office, like it's zen, it's happy. I'm productive. I'm getting my work done. Don comes in here, has a bitch, rightly so, but I'm kind of unprepared for it. And then I'm like, okay, well, like I want to stay in my positive space.
But in our family, our default setting is to take negative and turn it into positive.
Yeah.
So like, that's one of the best qualities about you.
Even though you walk out in a tantrum.
I'm like, all right, I'm not going to get anywhere. No, but it kind of is the best thing because imagine if you just go down this rabbit hole with me. Where do we stop?
Well, that's it.
It really is the best thing.
Yeah, I do think sometimes you'll come in there with like a tantrum or you want to have a bitch, whatever. And I listen, but then there's always, I don't know, I think I'm just programmed that way. And I understand it can be a little bit annoying sometimes. Like I admit that, but I am programmed to just see the positive and see the lesson and accept things for what they are. So like in these situations, we just accept it and we work out what's next. And you're right. I think it is a good balance. One of us is usually that level-headed because sometimes I will...
It's the flip as
well. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'll come to you with an end-of-the-world situation in my eyes. You listen.
For me, it's just probably like breathing or something.
Exactly. But you'll have a listen and then you work out a solution. And it's exactly the same thing. I guess sometimes when I have the solution, you're not ready to hear my genius idea of it.
I just need to wallow in self-pity for a minute.
So that's what we do. So we will have a moment. We'll allow each other to bitch. We'll allow each other to vent. We're not always positive. But something happens when like Don will get everything off his chest and then I get everything off my chest and we address all our problems and put them together. And we think something like there's like a little ding moment. It happens every single time. When you get all of that off your chest and you talk to your person and you just share the problem becomes halved. But even less than that, we get like all these ideas of what to do next, right?
It's like this weird flip. So my question to you guys is, what is your default setting? And when I mean that, like whenever you face the situation or a problem or an adversity or anything, do you look for the positive? Do you try and find the solution? Do you try and find the opportunity? Or do you just go down the rabbit hole? And that's something that Till and I have developed in our relationship, is to perfect our default setting. So our default setting is receive problem, assess it, turn it into opportunity, try and find the opportunity.
And because we do that and then we end up chatting about what's next, we end up with this bigger plan and this bigger idea of, and this like such, so much more greatness comes from that than not having like that little, what is it? Like, I can't find my words to say without having a hiccup. If we didn't have this hiccup in the road, this bump in the road, then we would have just kept going at the same pace, doing exactly the same thing all the time and not getting anywhere. But sometimes I feel like God, the universe, will throw things at you just to challenge you in order for you to grow, in order for you to change direction, in order for you to change. But rejection is a new direction.
Okay, wow. That's
good, right? That's I'm not like one. A poet. Like, I know these quotes already in my head. I didn't make these up on the spot. But yeah, rejection is a redirection. There we go.
You guys have a feeling when, you know, shit's hit the fan and you're just feeling absolutely helpless, or you're just in that mood, and then it passes by and hopefully it's a fast thing, but then you start seeing solutions, you start seeing opportunities. You know that when that burden is just, that, you know, that weight off your shoulders is just lifted.
It's like once you accept that shit has hit the fan or things have gone wrong, like once you accept it, the weight is lifted and we work towards fixing it and doing better and growing and improving, right?
It's just the best feeling, and that's the feeling we should chase. That's the result we should try and find in these problems. The other night, you know, Till and I, like we said, and I know people are thinking, oh, what were the problems? What happened? It's not bad. Like, it's just
life, it's things.
Just life. It's issues with supplies. It's issue with operations. It's issues with, it's growing pains when you're working with people that are used to operating a small business, and that's not our staff. It's just like contractors. It's just all the externals, and you're trying to scale and grow, but you realize that the space you've been working in, like, people can't cope with that. So now you have to find new partners and find new operations.
But it's also us. We're also the people that are used to working with a small business. That's like something that we're dealing with internally as well. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just,
when we say internal, it doesn't necessarily mean like internal staff. It's like us.
No, internal is Don and Till's mindset.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no one should take this podcast and have any whinge about our staff, because we have the most unbelievable fucking team.
Yeah, we have the best staff.
Works with us. So there is no shade on that space, 100%.
We are so grateful and blessed in that sense.
So I just want to clear that up. But we want to be super transparent, open with you guys and share with you, because I know for a fact I'm getting the DMs. I'm getting people talk to me about the exact same things. I just don't have the capacity to reply to everyone. And I know that, you know, this is a concept that I know you'll appreciate hearing, because so many people look at, you know, what we're doing, think, wow, it's just easy. Like, how did you guys get there? How are you doing? And the realization is like, guys, to be honest, the same crap that everyone else has to deal with on a daily basis in business and life, we're no exception. And our objective in talking about this is to take you with us on the journey and show you, hey, we're doing exactly the same, and this is how we're trying to work through it.
I really feel like there's some sort of magic about when, like, I actually feel like there's magic that happens when you are in that situation, you're feeling like crap, you feel defeated, you share that, or you acknowledge that, you accept it of what's going on. Oh, I got goosebumps. There's magic. I'm like getting teary. There's magic that happens that will take you to the next level. And I believe that that's God, that's the universe, whatever you believe in, God for me. I believe that God is there saying, okay, cool, you've got, like, this has happened, let's get you to the next level. And it's like a power inside of you. And I am so motivated. I am so motivated in business right now, just because of the conversations that Don and I have been having lately, of the things we're implementing, of just like the changes that are happening within the business, within ourselves personally and internally. Like, I feel so motivated. I feel like it's needs to be January 1 again, like literally.
But January 1 can be every day of your life.
Yes.
That's the philosophy. So, you know, here's a crazy thing that, again, I always go back to introspection, and that's a self-reflection of your internal state. So when things around you seem to be falling apart, you have to look at yourself and you have to think to yourself, okay, what do I have to learn about this? What do I have to change about myself first and foremost? And if you contend with where you're at as a person, everything else around you will fall into place. So here's a crazy thing. So our minds are open, till my mind is open to wanting to learn about what we have to change within our lives or grow within our lives. You know, change is not a bad thing. Growth is not a bad thing. So while we're going through these challenges, we're looking at this week and we're looking at things, and I'm seeing angel numbers everywhere. 444. You know, every time I send it to Till, I'm like, angel number, 444, angel number. I'm seeing the most unbelievable rays coming through the clouds yesterday. And I just looked up, I've never seen it. It's so abundant. So whether or not one is spiritual, one believes in this or not, you know, your mind needs to receive signs that you're on the right track. So you have confidence and an energy to be able to continue striving forward.
Absolutely. And it's just, if you don't know what angel numbers are, basically it is said that if you're seeing like triple digits, so like 333 is my angel number. I actually watched a TikTok today and it said that 333 is like, if a girl's angel number is 333, like you should not date her. So I'm glad you didn't see that TikTok before you married me. But my angel number is 333, Don's is 444. And it just basically means that like, it's an, the ain't, Day's snoring. She's ruining my new podcast voice. It means that the universe, angels are sending you a sign that you're doing the right thing. You're in the right spot. And that's really nice.
And it's just wonderful to receive that. The other thing that's wonderful to receive is compliments. Here's a funny thing. You know, social media is what it is. And Till and I really try our best to do the right thing always. So we're in the space where we're super grateful that we don't cause too much controversy and we're not super opinionated online, et cetera, et cetera. But one thing that really hits home is when a total stranger passes a compliment or says to you, hey, look, what you're doing is super inspiring, or that vote of confidence can really make someone's life. So guys, try and send someone a nice message, even if it's a random stranger, even if it's not with the intention of receiving something back, but you could be the angel in their life. You could be the angel number that they need to receive.
So be someone's angel number. That's just nice.
And here's the crazy thing. On a day-to-day basis, we all think of someone, right? Like we all think of something or someone we appreciate. And again, if your default setting is positive, you're going to think about someone else and think a positive thought. If
you flick them a message, let them know.
If your default setting is negative, you're going to think about someone else that gives you the shits, and you're going to want to send them a bad DM.
We need to change your default. If your default is negative,
change.
You got to flip it, and you can do it. You can do anything. You are in control of that switch.
Send someone a positive message without the expectation of return, and realize, guys, most people with big followings do read all their DMs. They just don't have the capacity to respond. Mm. And if you can imagine, you know, how overwhelming it can be if you have hundreds of messages to respond. If someone's not responding, don't have the expectation that they should respond just because you sent a nice message. That energy that you put out into the world is going to have an impact.
And it will come back to you. It will always come back to you. So, I hope you guys have taken – I saw you guys loved the last podcast we did, that rules for a successful day every day. You guys loved that. I hope that you guys started implementing some of those little tips and tricks into your life, because I have the best time. Even at breakfast today, I had the best time just by doing the things that we talked about on that podcast. It's life-changing. I hope you guys liked that one. Let us know if you've been implementing it too. I'd love to hear some feedback.
Yeah, have a conversation with us. Let us know. And let us know what you want us to talk about, because right now we're just on this mission of just sharing, you know, transparently what we go through, and hopefully you can learn from it, and hopefully it has some sort of impact on your life. It's positive.
And gives you like more insight into like Don and I's life, day-to-day life. So I know sometimes Don and I won't necessarily share when we're not feeling great on social, but it's simply because we're not feeling great. We're busy. We're trying to work through it. So hopefully this podcast, like we sit here and just reflect, and hopefully this podcast helps you guys or gives you guys a little bit more understanding into like our day-to-day life and runnings of the business, runnings of our marriage, things like that.
Yeah. Life is beautiful, but it comes with thorns. So it's important just to realize that in your own lives. And when you're looking at and looking up to people, realize that, you know, that concept of people just showing the highlight reel, it's the truth. You're probably never going to see a negative post from Till and I, because we want to keep our environment positive.
We don't focus on the negative.
No, we just, whatever the situation is, our default setting is to try and find a solution. And our default setting is to try and find a solution fast.
I think as well, maybe you guys can like read through this or read more into this. You'll see when Don and I do something and it's like completely different, or we're doing something and you can tell it's had so much effort into that, it's all come from a learning previously where we've had to change. And maybe, like, if you guys are listening to this, you'll see it, like, going forward. I can't think of an example at the moment, but if you guys see us doing something like pivoting, think, okay, cool, they went through a tough time or something happened and they had to flip the switch, and they've flipped the switch, and this is it.
That's right? 100% the truth.
Yeah.
We're always challenged. Like, daily we're trying to challenge ourselves. Seasonally we're trying to challenge ourselves in everything we do.
So think, I wonder what challenge they went through. What's happening?
We're never going to be the kinds of people that just become complacent.
No.
So, you know, with that comes the responsibility of receiving adversity and learning from it.
And we're open to it, because otherwise we would never learn, we'll never push ourselves, we'd never get any further than where we were end of last year, say.
But we're on the same journey and we're going through it together. You guys with us, and anyway, we're going to go deep into this.
I hope you guys like my new podcast voice. Do you think I did well?
Well, it's very spiritual today. I just want to whip out the sage and, like, just light a candle in here. I'm feeling some crazy energy, so I do like it. And I'm excited to hear you bring some banter with the new podcast voice as well.
I know. Baby steps. Thanks for listening, guys.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Have the best day.